We welcome you in live to Rupp Arena at Central Bank Center in downtown Lexington. This is the 2024 UK Healthcare Kentucky High School Athletic Association Boys Basketball Sweet 16, and you're tuned to our coverage on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network. I'm Carl Nathy. First game today in the quarterfinals, it was Great Crossing of Scott County taking the measure of Magoffin County, 83-48. Great Crossing is the first to clinch a berth in the semifinals. They'll play at 11 a.m., 10 a.m. Central Time tomorrow morning. And they will go against the winner of the upcoming game between Lyon County and Adair County. Lyon County, only 293 students in the school, and yet here they are back at the Sweet 16, led by Mr. Basketball 2024, Travis Perry. Adair County, no slouch at all. They are proud to be here, and they look forward to a great contest this afternoon. Two more games tonight, 6 and 8:30. That's 6 Eastern, 5 Central. Harlan County and Campbell County, then Trinity of Louisville against Evangel Christian, also from Louisville. So we're getting set for this first one this afternoon, Lyon County and Dare County. The voice of the EKU Colonels, Greg Stottlemyre, is joined by our expert analyst, Mina Todd. Tip off in 15 minutes. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Smart food shoppers know quality, convenience, and value. And that's what you'll always find when shopping at Allen's IGA. USDA boneless beef top sirloin steak is specially priced for only $6.99 a pound. DiGiorno rising crust or classic thin pizza is just $6. And two large 48-ounce cartons of Our Family premium ice cream, only $7. That's right, two cartons, just $7. Don't miss these specially priced grocery items at Allen's IGA, downtown Moorhead. IGA.
Allen's affordable shipping containers are now at Big Four Lumber, Ace Hardware, and Moorhead. Shipping containers are great for commercial and residential uses. 20-foot standard size or 40-foot high cube size, both are 8 feet wide. Tiny houses, storage, temporary offices, and more, the possibilities are endless. You can rent or buy your container today. Call 606-776-7948 and delivery is available. Follow Allen's Affordable Enterprise on Facebook or come by Big Four Lumber in Moorhead for more information.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Surprise the one you love with a gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Moorhead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat-screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead, voted the region's number one pawn shop. Sweet 16 sponsors include Caskey's Gun and Pawn.
Ryan Perry, head coach of Lyon County, back in the quarterfinals for the third straight year. Last 2 years, losses to teams that finished runner-up. Anything that you've taken from those two quarterfinals that you can apply to approach this game?
Well, I mean, just the experience part of it, you know, being in those situations before and what it feels like to not win those games. You know, I think we had a really sad locker room last year, and guys were hungry immediately after the game for this season. So we're in this season now, and you know, I'm hoping that experience and that feeling and all those kind of things will, you know, help propel us today to get the win and move into the Final Four. And I think it'd be really sweet and give our guys a lot of confidence.
You look at the Ashland game in the opening round. You're down 7 early in the fourth quarter. You go on an 11-2 run. You force 3 turnovers. You make 3 layups in a row along with another shot. You really turned it around on both ends of the court.
Yeah, it's just a will to win. You know, like we kind of had our backs against the wall right there. And I think these guys were, I think Travis said it best in the post-game interview is he just, you know, wasn't ready for the season to end, and it wasn't going to end that way. So those guys, I think he kind of spearheaded that when he went flying on the court and laid out for that loose ball. I felt like everybody kind of followed suit then and really kind of kicked it into gear. So we had five guys out there all for the same purpose, and we turned it around quick. And, you know, that's how we need to start the game today. Ashland Blazers are a really good team. They're elite defensively. I knew that going into the game, and I knew that it was going to be a defensive slugfest, and it was, and that's what ended up winning the game. But, you know, we our mindset, I think we feel like we've got new life today after escaping that one on Wednesday. And the day off yesterday was good to get our minds right. So I'm hoping we have a good showing today.
I know you're not going to win by 50 today, but you beat this team 98-48, 34 days ago. You shot 77 shots, 41 of them threes. Can we take anything away from that game?
No, nothing, not at all. They came down and played us on our senior night. Tons of emotion in the gym. Anybody that was willing to take that senior night game with these guys, you know, was really, they came down just to get the experience. But no, this is a totally different team. We played really good that night. They didn't play very good. A lot of emotion in the gym, but this game, it'll look completely different. This is a really good Adair County team. They got some elite players, a couple of elite players on that team, and they're really well coached. Coach Breeze, in my opinion, is one of the best coaches in the state. I've known him for a long, long, long time. Very detailed guy. He's going to have a great game plan against us today. I know that. And it's going to be a tough game. Like, we're going to have to really show up, and we're going to have to compete really, really hard. It's a good team.
Okay, thanks for your time, Coach.
Absolutely.
All right, that is the head coach of Lyon County. And we'll hear the other side of things as we'll talk to the head coach of Adair County after this on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Did you know milk is a natural source of electrolytes, carbs, and high-quality protein, making it one of the best beverages for hydration? Drink milk after workouts and games to help your body recover and stay hydrated longer. This season, we proudly announce the Dairy Alliance as the official milk partner for high school championship events. To learn more about milk's balanced nutrition, visit TheDairyAlliance.com. TheDairyAlliance.com.
Clark's Cares. Clark's Pump and Shops gives back to the community it serves, which is why they are proud sponsors of the Kentucky High School Boys and Girls Sweet 16 at Rupp Arena. Clark's welcomes all the fans and wishes the participating teams the best of luck. And while you're here, be sure to stop in Clark's Pump and Shop locations for all your favorite drinks and snacks, and visit Clark's Cafe across from Rupp for lunch on the go. Freshly made ham, tuna, and chicken salad sandwiches. Clark's Pump and Shop. Return, refresh, refuel.
Hey, Kentucky basketball fans, this is Tom Leach, and as we enjoy this year's Sweet 16, let's take a moment to discuss something serious. Kentuckians dealing with a substance abuse disorder. If you or a loved one need assistance, trained specialists at the Kentucky Help Statewide Call Center are ready to connect you to the right resources. Call 1-833-8-KY-HELP today. That's 1-833-8-KY-HELP. A service of Operation Unite.
You can't always prevent an injury, but the right care the right way can make all the difference. If you're dealing with a sprain, strain, fracture, or just a tweak, stop by the orthopedic walk-in clinic at UK Healthcare Turfland for expert care with no appointment needed. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to noon. UK Healthcare, the official healthcare partner of UK Athletics. Learn more at ukhealthcare.com/walk-in.
Adair County coach Darren Breeze with a 17-point win in the opening round over Marshall. It was fueled by the 20th best field goal percentage in the history of the tournament, shot over 61%.
Didn't realize that. I knew we shot 61-62% for the game. I didn't realize it was that in reference to the history of the tournament. We had to shoot real good second half. I think we only missed five shots second, because I know at halftime both teams were 11 for 23. But, you know, we had a lot of good looks, and when we had the lead, we were able to spread them out, get a lot of layups. We really cut well without the ball. I was kind of, you know, our home radio kind of does our stats at home, so you never know assists, are they real or not, you know what I mean, sometimes. But up here, I mean, you know, we go by their stats, and they had us for 19 assists, I believe, in that game, so they could let us know we, you know, it's pretty realistic.
You make that extra pass that opens up that three shot where you were 9 of 17.
We was. Hit a lot early. That's the thing with threes. You might get in a flurry, and then, you know, you're going to go down. But if a team shoots 40%, you know, you're still missing more than you make. But if you shoot 40, you're shooting a pretty good percent. But like I said, 9 for 17. Good thing about that is we was 9 for 17, so we didn't just keep shooting a bunch. We didn't end up 9 for 25 or something, or 10 for 25. We limited, you know, just took good shots. That's the biggest thing.
Isaiah Cochran at 6'7 showed why he is a Division I offer getter. I mean, he really played well. You look at his shooting line, 7 of 11, 1 and 2 from 3.
Yeah, no, he's got a real good, again, he don't really force a whole lot of stuff. He hadn't shot his free throws well 2 days before practice. I think he was 1 for 4 there, too. Now, he did shoot better yesterday and today, so hopefully, you know, he improves on that up here. But, yeah, I mean, he's definitely, and I think next year he'll be a lot better than this year because he's got to work on his athleticism and so forth. But we got a program actually going to Somerset starting April 8th. So, you know, we'll get done with this tournament, take 2 weeks off, and we'll be ready to go, get ready, hopefully get back up here next year.
Lyon County coach says don't take anything away from that 50-point game that you lost down there. You had to make the long travel. It was their senior night. I know you had some foul trouble, but, man, they put up 41 threes. How's it going to be different today, and how do you play it differently, learning from that game?
I mean, you know, it's a little bit bigger floor. Maybe that'll do. One thing we are going to try to do, we're going to try to, when we score, you know, get a little 2-2-1. I'm not going to try. You seen the other night, we trapped out of it today. We're going to try not to. How long we'll stay in that, I don't know. Just try to slow them down just a little bit. But they do such a great job of getting the run to the corners. And, you know, we just kind of, you know, I mean, you know, like I said, don't take nothing away. They put it on us. And me, as the coach, to start with me, I didn't call no timeout. Second half, I kind of let it snowball. And, I mean, you can't do that against them. I got to do a better job today. If they get on a 4-6-0 run, especially early in the game, I got to call timeout. It don't do good, no good to take 1 or 2 timeouts or 5 to the second half if we're down 15 or 20. If we can keep it closer, 8, 10, 12 going in the second half, if I don't have any timeouts, well, we get too media. You know, we just got to make it close at the end, and hopefully we get shot to win.
Okay, good luck today.
Yes, sir.
Darren Brees, head coach of Lyon County. We'll have more after this on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Teamwork is what it's all about. At the Citizens Bank, our team focuses on taking care of you, whether it's purchasing a new home, growing your small business, consolidating credit card debt, or saving money for a rainy day. The Citizens Bank has got you covered. We have 5 convenient locations in Bath, Morgan, and Round Counties, or call 1-800-780-4808. While some banks focus on money, we focus on you. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Cassie Jewelry is the place to go for sterling silver, gold, diamonds, jewelry repair, service, and so much more. Accessories include the popular brands Bourbon and Bow Ties and genuine Ray-Ban sunglasses. Personal one-on-one service is Cassie's specialty. Family owned and operated since 1960, Cassie Jewelry, 2500 U.S. Highway 60 east of Moorhead. Like us on Facebook.
After more than 42 years on Clinic Drive, Cave Run Pharmacy has moved to 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead. There's plenty of parking and a drive-through window at the new location, and of course, the friendly staff you're used to seeing at Cave Run Pharmacy. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturday. Call 606-783-1511. Cave Run Pharmacy, now in their new location, 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead.
I'm 61 years old. I need to schedule a colon cancer screening, but I'm not sure I can afford it. What can I do?
As a Kentucky resident between the ages of 45 and 75, you may qualify for a free colon cancer screening. Call 877-597-4655 to see if you qualify for free colon cancer screening offered in our area. This message brought to you by Kentucky Cancer Program and Kentucky Colon Cancer Screening and Prevention Program.
The Sweet 16, presented in part by Cave Run Pharmacy.
Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network is brought to you in part by Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm, by Clark's Pump & Shop, the official fuel of the KHSAA, Return Refresh Refuel, and by Southland Dairy Farmers. Did you know the 13 essential nutrients in milk? Great crossing into the Final Four. Who's our next entrant? Will it be Lyon County, 33-3, or Adair County, 29-7? We're about to find out. Greg Stottlemyre with the call alongside Mina Todd. Let's go to the Clark's Pump & Shop starting lineups. First of all, for both teams, they use 3 guards, 2 forwards. The Adair County Indians
Carter White at a guard, 5'11 junior, 6.7 a game. Isaiah Cochran listed as a guard, but they pull him out. He's a big guy, 6'7, 200-pound junior, almost 17 points a game, almost 9 rebounds a game to lead them. Also a guard, Connor Loy, 6-foot junior, leading scorer at 17.5 a game, had a total of 11 in game number one in this tournament. At a guard, also, well, let's go to the forwards here. The forwards are Braden Coomer. Coomer is their leading shooter, 30th in the state at 64-4. He averages 11 a ball game. And also in the lineup will be Connor Loy. Loy averaging 17.5, leads the team 5.4 rebounds. Clark's Pump and Shop starting lineups. The Lions of Lyon County. At one forward is Lucas Breedlove, second leading rebounder for the 6'6 sophomore at 5.5. Brady Shoulders, 3-year starter on this team, 17.7 points, second on the team, 10.3 rebounds to lead them. Led the team with 17 in their opening round win. Three guards today, Travis Perry, Kentucky Mr. Basketball. He's averaging 29.5, fifth best in the state, 5.4 rebounds. He had 16 points, team leading, 5 rebounds and 5 assists, along with 5 steals in the opening round win. Ray Kirk is a guard, 6'2 sophomore, leading shooter at 61.5%. Jack Reddick is your starting point guard, third leading scorer for the 6'3 senior at 14.8. Those are the starting lineups brought to you by Clark's Pump and Shop, the official fuel of the KHSAA. Time now for the Southland Dairy Farmers Nutrients of the Game. We turn to Mina Todd for those. Hello, Mina.
Hello, Greg. What a great crowd. Looking forward to a great game. And for the Lyon County Lions to have a great game and come out victorious, they're going to have to play with a lot of defensive intensity and get to the great shooters, the sharp shooters of Adair County. They definitely got to limit their turnovers, get good looks every possession, and block out and rebound. For the Adair County Indians to have a great game, they need to knock down the threes, keep that high percentage shooting going, be physical with Perry, and mix up defenses. The more you make a team think, the slower their feet get.
Southland Dairy Farmers Nutrients of the Game. There are 13 key nutrients in a glass of milk. How many can you name? Stay tuned later in our broadcast. We will name all 13. Official today, the referee, Brian Johnson, his umpire, Major Jeffrey Ely, and Michael Stokes. The alternate is David Anderson. Lyon County in the white uniforms with gold and purple trim. Adair County in the blue with red and white trim. Adair County out of Region 5, first Sweet 16 in 15 years. Opened with the win over Marshall County, 72-55. Lyon County, third straight year to the quarterfinals, and they want to take a step into Saturday. Lost last year to eventual runner-up GRC by 4. Lost the year before to eventual runner-up Covington Catholic by 2. They know the heartache. They want the elation, and they open the game with the winning tip. Here is Reddick. Left side Perry, back to Reddick, around high right shoulders. Shoulders feeds it right corner. Back out Reddick, deep three, no. Long kicking rebound, and it's a defensive board for Brayton Coomer, who averages 5.2 a game, deflected towards us. Out of bounds, Reddick interrupting a break the other way.
The Indians starting out in a man-to-man, but wherever Perry goes, they're handing him off to the next defensive player up.
Three different players will go D1 next year for Lyon. They've got a good trap, but Cochran got out of it. Now they shift it to the other side of the court, back out to Connor Loy, their point guard. Down to the baseline, Cochran. A lot of looks from Division I schools. Another year prep to play. Cochran in the corner. Both teams go. Beautiful spin move baseline. Got around the defender and put it in. As he lost, Lucas Breedlove on the baseline.
That was a big time play by Cochran. Strong move on the baseline.
Perry, strong move to the lane. Bank score.
Shoulders.
It was shoulders.
Yep.
They look so much alike.
They really do. But
yeah, look down and look at the number, Greg. Wake up. 6:40 to go. First quarter of play. Tied at 2. Skip past Cochran. And that is stolen by Shoulders. He goes up to Perry. Perry turns. Perry misses the layup. Battles for the rebound. He and Cochran fight. Shoulders pulls it down. Misses it. There's bodies flying everywhere. Both teams have two guys falling. Perry shoots the gap, steals the outlet, misses the three. And finally the rebound down into the hands of Coomer. Wow, that was a wild sequence.
That was definitely a flurry there.
Here comes Loy. Corner left. White out of the corner. Misses. And two teammates fight with the rebound into the arms of Brady Shoulders. Stop and go dribble in outside the lane. Flip it to a cutter. Layup missed. On the miss by Kirk. Defensive rebound. Cochran, he lost it. The ball skittering all over the court. And they got it low to Shoulders on the drive and steal by Kirk.
Lyon County does such a great job scrambling and causing havoc. And that time they were able to come up with a loose ball and a finish.
So Shoulders puts him ahead 4-2, 2.5 into the game. He scored all four. Brady Shoulders. Breather line extended left. White around right side. Grant, three ball for the lead. No. Offensive rebound, foul line shot. No. Coomer one more time. No. That time by White. Frenetic start to this game.
They got a lot of great looks. Just couldn't knock it down.
Lyon County, 2 of 7. Adair County sitting at 1 of 5. Behind the back, Reddick. Left of the keyhole to Shoulders. Spin move, body contact. 8-footer moves out. Fights for the rebound. Can't get it. Hustled away from him by Lane Grant of Adair County.
Lyon County getting a lot of good looks in the paint, just not able to knock them down. Give some credit to Adair County Indians with some strong defense.
Lyon County shooting 0.01% below 50% of the year. Cochran out of the quarter too long. Volleyball tipped by Coomer and the offensive rebound to White. Now Cochran spin to the lane, use the shoulder, miss the chippy. And it goes off the hands of a Lyon County Lion.
Yeah, that was a great look. Just couldn't put it through the basket.
Adair County, 1 of 7 from the field. Lyon County, 2 of 8. And a trigger off the end line for Carter White into Cochran. And he is shouldered up by Kirk. Now out top and into the hands of the point guard, Connor Loy. Loy flips it right side, gets a bounce pass back from Coomer. Now here comes Perry out on him as they creep the defense higher near the timeline. Into Cochran, great bounce pass. Head fake, missed shot, 1 of 8. Offensive rebound, Coomer, and he's got an arm on him illegally. And it was a reach by Ray Kirk, his first.
The Indians did a great job that time against the zone of Lyon County. Hit the middle and then hit baseline. Just couldn't finish.
Looping pass dangerously. Tipped away by Perry. That allows Reddick up free for the lay-in. Give Perry credit for interrupting that inbounds pass.
Great defense by the Lyon County Lions.
6-2. In favor of Lyon County, right wing three, White, stripping nylon.
That's going to be huge for the Adair County Indians.
Back within one, he's a 40% three-point shooter. Corner left side three, not going by Breedlove. And a rebound falls down in the air to Loy of Adair County. They feed it low, but trapped under, so they'll clear it out high. Straight away three. Moves out for Connor Loy. Defensive rebound for Adair County, and Bray Kirk works his way left to right. Now into the hands of Kentucky Mr. Basketball. In Travis Perry, over to Shoulders. Let it fly for three. Back flange, no. Defensive rebound by White. Neither team shooting well early. On the trail, give to Grant to the goal. Block high, body low. Foul, two shots coming. Go ahead.
No, I'm just going to say that was a great, strong take. Good job getting himself to the free throw line.
Chance to tie. Go ahead. Lyon County trailing or leading Adair County 6-5. Adair at the foul line when we return on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Hello, my name is Myoka Morris, a parent educator and Kentucky Education Association's 2023 Educate Support Professional of the Year. While it's nice to win an award, my greatest reward is making a difference in the lives of my students. That's what gets me to school every day. Now, you can make a difference in the life of a Kentucky educator. Go to KEA.org and nominate a Kentucky educator for the Kentucky Education Association Difference Maker of the Month. That's KEA.org. A little appreciation goes a long way.
Midway University has added many new degree offerings in the areas of business and health sciences. The new business offerings include accounting and concentration in the areas of finance, human resource management, leadership, and entrepreneurship. In health sciences, a timely new degree is now available in public health. This degree prepares students for a career in safeguarding the health and well-being of the public. All of these new programs are offered online in an accelerated format. Classes begin soon. Find out more at midway.edu.
The Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network is sponsored in part by the Southland Dairy Farmers. Energize your game with chocolate milk.
This sideline report brought to you by Clark's Pump and Shop. Return, refresh, refuel. You know, on most days, Mr. Basketball Travis Perry of Lyon County gets up a couple of hundred shots inside the family's oversized garage, of which more than half the space is dedicated to basketball. Has a regulation goal, and even has a shot return machine for rapid fire practice. Clark's Pump and Shop. Back to you, Greg.
Camden Burton has checked into the lineup. 6'1 junior for Adair County. It's the foul shot out of the timeout. Ties it at 6. One more here for the 71% shooting Lane Grant. Quarterback of the football team. Good runner as well, hit them both. And an air cabin creeps its way to the lead, and they lead 7-6.
Adair County looks like they're in a little 2-2-1, kind of a matchup.
Also brought Dawson Gilbert in. Into the lane, little pump fake, nothing there for Reddick. Hand off shoulders, back to Reddick, missed the three. And trying to come down with the offensive Karen, Carson Collins. He's coming to the lineup for his head coach, Ryan Perry, out of bounds with it.
Coach Perry not happy with that long, deep three.
7-rebound advantage right now for the Indians. Neither team shooting well. 18% Adair County, 27% Lyon County. 7-6 Adair County leads. High right Loy over to Gilbert. Missed the three. Just off the bench. Rebound by Perry. Averages 5.5 rebounds along with his 29.5 points a game. Perry works his way right, backing down, shifting to the right. 16, front rim, no. And battle for the board. Last touchdown, team rebound will go to Lyon County here. 2:01 in the first quarter, 7-6 favor of Adair County. Into Perry. Feeds it high left. Got it the hand back from Reddick. Now inside, the shoulder stripped away. Did it go off his body? They say no.
Lloyd. Really quick hands by Connor Lloyd.
Had the high hands up for his teammate Cochran, and then Lloyd, as you said, got in there with it. Back into the game for the first time in this game is Blaine Barden. Inbounds to Perry out of the corner. No good. And a push foul as the rebound pulled down by his teammate's shoulders. And a push called on Isaiah Cochran, his first. He got in foul trouble when they got blasted 34 days ago down at Eddyville by 50 by this Lyon County team.
Well, that battle between Cochran and shoulders down low is something to behold. They are going after it.
Right now, it's Gilbert on him. They got it over right side. And about a 15-footer missed by Collins. It'll be a team rebound as it goes out of bounds here on the Rupp Arena court.
Let's see if Lyon County stays in this 1-2-2. Looks like they're going to. Maybe got a 2-2-1 going out. Nope, 1-2-2.
Now, Perry will be ahead of it. He will greet and look for a potential trap, and Loy goes around him. Got it off to a teammate who's come in. Barden got it back and out of Cochran. Pitch and catch as Perry approaches near him. Here's Cochran, picks up the dribble and a double team and threw it away. Panicked a little bit there. Steal, transition, Reddick. Great pass and laying good by one of the new players that's coming in, Isaac Depew.
Textbook fast break. Hit the middle, hit your opposite running mate.
A jailbreaker fast break brought to you by Jailbreaker Chips. Flavor so good it should be illegal. Under a minute. In a tight first quarter, weaving his way to the goal. Too hard off the glass. Deep, you play defense. interrupted. A great thread the needle pass. Oh, my, what a beautiful gem of a pass. And Depew put it in. And Lyon County explodes to a 10-7 lead on transition.
That was the best pass I've seen in this tournament. Beautiful.
It came from just back inside or past half court. And it was a low angle bounce pass. So now the Indians down by three. And the defense stoked up. Cochran made a move. Two turnovers. Dropped the dribble. Here comes Perry. Perry feeds it outside into the lane to Shoulders. He backed it up. Count it. And Cochran talking to the official. He did not get the foul. He wanted the foul on the other end. The foul called on Lloyd. And this is what, in the fourth quarter, down seven, under 5 minutes to go, Lyon County did. All of a sudden, the oven went on. The pressure turned the other team over. And they got goals at the cup, and they did it again here.
Yeah, it was an awesome job by Perry recognizing the mismatch on Shoulders.
12-7, Lyon County. They've scored six in a row, 7 seconds. First quarter. Got a right-wing shooter, and Coomer got it to the baseline, and Gilbert knocked it down for a three just ahead of the buzzer. And after the first period, Lyon County 12, Adair County 10 on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
In this world of constant updates, downloads, apps, and smartphones, it's a relief to find simple, easy, basic solutions. My name is Mitch Terrell with First Federal Savings and Loan, and we've been keeping things simple since 1963. With one-on-one interaction, we streamline your lending and savings needs. Come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Moorhead, or call us at 784-4187 and be a part of our local experience. First Federal Savings and Loan. Simple, easy, basic solutions. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
We at the Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books would like to take this quiet moment to invite you to join or rejoin our community. Stop by the Fuzzy Duck to meet friends for a cup of locally roasted coffee, to have a decadent treat, or to enjoy a healthy meal. Then drift into Coffee Tree Books to discover a new writer or an old favorite. The Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books are open Monday to Saturday, 159 East Main Street, Moorhead, Kentucky. We look forward to seeing your smiling face.
When these two teams played 34 days ago, Lyon County got up 77 shots, scored 98 points, took 41 threes. They're 0 for 5 from 3. They got 18 shots in the first quarter. And on the takeout, tripping and falling and walking is Connor Loy. And Adair County has already made 7 turnovers in this game, 0 for Lyon County. Even though only shooting 33%, Adair County shooting 23%. And still within a possession, down 12-10. Barry. Well, no, that's going to be Shoulders. He'll step into the three. As they got it out there, he was wide open. They dared him to shoot. The 27% shooter could not drop it in. And so they're 0 for 6 as a team. By the way, that great pass in that first quarter was by, as the basket is good, moving inside. And Coomer scores. We are tied at 12. That was Reddick that made it. Here's Perry. He misses. Offensive rebound off the deep three. Missed by Collins. Scrambling for the ball, getting it back, and putting it in. Carson Collins didn't give up after missing it the first time. 14-12 Lyon County. And they are turning up the full court zone pressure. Into a double team trap, and they got a jump ball. Or is it a 5 call? Jump ball. Great job. Guy that got the tie-up was Reddick. And another turnover on Adair County. And they've been a whole boatload of them. 8 already, Mina.
Lyon County doing a great job in that 1-2-2 zone half-court press, causing a lot of problems for the Indians.
14-12 Lyon County. Out high left, Carson Collins with that bucket moments ago. Perry, pitch and catch, between the rings, ready. Deep three rattles out, five and blue off the miss by five and white. Cochran the rebound. Nobody yet with two fouls in the game. Down the lane, nobody stopped him. Layup no good. Whistle, they got him on the arm as Connor Loy saw an open avenue and went to the hoop. And the reach was on Isaac Defew. It was Defew who put the layup in on that gorgeous low-angle bounce pass from just beyond half court. That was on the 6-0 run by Lyon County. But now Adair County back within one more foul shot as the first goes of tying the game again. We've already had three ties. Two lead switches. Make it three lead switches. Trying to get it to the fourth tie of the day and tie it at 14, and it is successful. 14-14, 6:24. Clock moves here as Loy hits a couple from the foul line for his first two. Both teams making subs. They go right of the lane, and a turnaround jumper from 10. Good by Travis Perry. Boy, he is smooth when he squares up, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. And Perry does a great job hunting the opening of the defense.
Perry had missed his first five shots of the game. Crossover dribble. Loy left of the lane. Got the cup. Banks it in. And he is fouled by Bray Kirk. That was a right-way auto glass off the glass shot. Right-way auto glass, Kentucky's premier auto glass provider.
Loy's doing a great job seeing the gap in the zone and attacking, getting himself to the free throw line.
Run of the rim, no good. We are tied again at 16. Four ties, four late switches. Nobody is separated. They're in a zone. Looks like a 1-3-1 this time. They have changed zone to man-to-man, to full court, to half court. They've been all over the place trying to throw Lyon County off. Right wing, Kirk three. Bang, that's how you get him out of the zone.
That's a great shot, great ball movement to free up Kirk for the three.
19-16, Lyon County. At the end of one, the Lions led by two. Half-court trap look, Cochran, he's in trouble. Skip pass through a teammate to the right side. Now back up between the rings to their point guard, Connor Loy, the six-foot junior.
They need to look to reverse this ball and get a cutter slashing that middle or weak side baseline cut.
They have forced Cochran, who has the ball now, into four turnovers, made him somewhat ineffective. He was the big scorer yesterday with 16 points and 9 rebounds. Turning the corner top of the key, Loy over to Cochran. Front rim, no. Offensive or defensive rebound by a leaping Breedlove. And then an Indian got underneath him, and when he came down, he'll draw the foul. Foul was called on Carter White. First on him, first on the team in this quarter. Remember, five fouls, and then you go to the guaranteed two shots. Resets every quarter. Up by three after the 3 moments ago by Kirk. Here come the Lions. Shoulders got it back as he fed it to the corner to Breedlove. Up top now, Reddick. Hand back from shoulders to Perry. Perry gets it off to Reddick. Reddick spins lane, flips it, no. Rebound, shoulders, strong move. Up and under, and good. Shoulders, he's good.
Shoulders is fantastic on the boards. He's such a strong, athletic player. Great job by Shoulders.
Committed to Tennessee Martin, but they've had a coaching change. He's going to reopen, we're told. Right wing, they need a three after being down for by five the second time. White can't hit it, but an offensive rebound out to Loy. Loy will feed it right to White, right to the elbow. Got it back to Loy, inside Cochran. Cochran will feed it back out high. Patience by Adair County, now White. Corner left to Grant. Grant had it tipped away. Already 9 turnovers. Here comes Perry. Shoot, fire, miss. Defensive rebound, tapped to himself by Coomer as Perry, another cold shooting day on the college court where he'll play next year as he is 1 of 7 from the field.
I thought he had a two-on-one situation there. He just pulled up and took the three.
16-footer straight away. Square and shoot. Loy couldn't get it to drop. Both teams cold. 3 minutes to go. Spinning move. Shoulders. Square from 10. Miss it. Defensive rebound for the Indians running. Down by five off Loy's carom catch. Coming off the left side, Grant crosses it over right. White. When will one go? Not this time. Scoring drought for Adair Kelly is now gone beyond 3 minutes.
Not their typical shooting percentage.
They are 5 of 19 right now. Lion Kelly is 10 of 28. They've gotten up 9 more shots. Now they slow the pace down. Get it out to Kirk, who hit the 3. And they have stretched the lead to 5. Good power move on the baseline. Up and under. Miss. But Shoulders follows the Perry miss, and he's at 10.
Great weak side board and finish by Shoulders.
Biggest lead of the day on a 7-0 run by Lion Kelly. 2 minutes, first half. Oh, they overextend, and out of a double-team trap, wide open. A teammate finds Carter White, and the easiest bank shot layup you'll ever have. Minute 47, clock ticking, first half. Lion Kelly, the ball up by 5. Good feed low to Shoulders. Too hard off the glass. Got his own miss. Put it back in. Shoulders has been in and Shoulders above everybody else offensively today.
Yeah, I was going to say Shoulders is putting his team on his shoulders.
That's better than mine. Too much shampoo in mine. Foul line and around right. Got a shooter in Loy. He'll try it and they miss again. They are 2 of 11 from 3. That's what they needed to win. Look at those little touch passes. Back and forth. And a missed shot. And then I thought Perry got fouled going in for the rebound as he tapped the ball back to his teammate who missed the attempt at a 3. But then Perry got pushed physically. And so with 1:11 to go in the first half, it'll be Lion Kelly ball up by 7 as we slide over on the sidelines to Carl Meathy.
Thank you, Greg. Megan Chestnut, licensed optician and UK Advanced Eye Care Optical Shop Manager, has joined us. First of all, Megan, welcome. What services do you provide at the UK Advanced Eye Care Optical Shops?
We offer a variety of services. We sell prescription glasses, prescription and non-prescription sunglasses. We sell contact lenses that we will actually ship to your house free of charge. We also do minor repairs and adjustments in the shops, and then we also partner with the Lions Club and take in donated glasses.
Now, where are the shops located and what are your hours?
So we have 3 locations, 2 of which are here in Lexington, 1 at the Shriners location on campus on the 5th floor, and then we're in the Turflin location, and then we have a shop in Manchester, Kentucky, all open 8 to 5.
Okay, Manchester, of course, is Clay County. What makes the UK Advanced Eye Care Optical Shops unique compared to other eye shops?
Well, we're kind of a one-stop shop, but not only that, we're actually a nonprofit, and all of our proceeds that we make actually go to support our residency program, which is pretty cool.
One thing I want to ask you, people talk about glasses as seeing better, but also eye checkups, annual eye checkups. Why is that so important?
It's important because you're able to catch any eye disease at an early time to where they may not be, reversible, but they can help and be prevented.
Very good. Thank you so much, Megan Chestnut, licensed optician and UK Advanced Eye Care Optical Shop Manager, has been our guest here at the 2024 UK Healthcare Boys Sweet 16. Back to you, Greg.
Spas 10 second station identification on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Morehead State University, proud to sponsor Sweet 16 basketball on 96.3 FM, WIVY, Morehead.
On the inbounds, Perry took it high left to the elbow, made a spin, squared, and hit back-to-back buckets. Hit his last 2 after missing his first 6. The biggest lead of the day at 9, and a foul looking for a trap. And they will call that on Carson Collins.
Lyon County moved that 1-2-2 up to about a three-quarter court, but last thing you want to do is foul out of it. You slide your feet.
11-2 runs. Cochran's got a good look at the 13-footer, and he banked it in for Right Way Auto Glass off the glass shot. Right Way Auto Glass, Kentucky's premier auto glass provider, and that allows a timeout to be called with 46 seconds to go in the first half. They needed that one, and now Can Adair Kelly, they don't want to fall behind too far. Can they get a defensive stop before intermission? 46 seconds away. Milk and Milk products provide a good balance of protein, fat, and carbohydrates and are a very important source of 13 essential nutrients. Calcium, protein, vitamin D, vitamin B12, vitamin A, phosphorus, riboflavin, niacin, pantothenic acid, zinc, selenium, iodine, and potassium. That's the 13 essential nutrients of milk provided by the Southland Dairy Farmers. Well, shooting, it was really good. Equaled the 20th best all-time in the 106 years of this tournament in round one for Adair County with a 72-55 win over Marshall when they shot 62.2%, 28 of 45 assisted on 19 of 28 shots. Today, they're at 7 of 22, 31.8%. Looks like the Lions of Lyon County down Eddyville way are going to hold for the last shot. I looked over there and Travis Berry was leaning down, tying one of his sneakers. And Adair County just sitting back. We'll see. It looks like they may match up man-to-man now. No, we'll see how they match up when they engage here. He's just dribbling in place, working his way right, Reddick, and they'll call a timeout for their head coach, the dad of Kentucky Mr. Basketball, Ryan Perry, will huddle his team around. All of their wins have been double figures in the tournament until they got to the Sweet 16. Lyon County coming off a danger zone win over Ashland, 45-43. They were up 12, then fell down 7 inside the last 6 minutes. But then ended with an 11-2 run. It was two shoulders layups and a Perry layup. And then another layup by Ashland put them back up. But Perry hit one of two foul shots. And Ashland missed a challenged deep three to win the game. 45-43 advancement for Lyon County. Third year in a row they've been here in the quarterfinal. They'd like to get to the semis. Down to 9 seconds to go. Off the shoulders. And off top of the key. Perry got open on the right wing. And he buried it. Boy, he had a slow start. He has had a super hot finish. Hitting 3 shots in a row. Perry wanted to play on Saturday. Here at Rupp Arena. He has 7. And his team takes a big lead in the locker room of 7. Carl Leafy will track down the coach of the team leading and talk with Ryan Perry as his son, Travis Perry, got hot when it mattered.
That was beautiful execution by Lyon County to take that down to the last second shot. Beautiful ball reversal to Perry, knocked it down.
All right, we're here with Ryan Perry, the head coach of the Lyon County Lions. Nice finish for you at the half, a tight ball game until then.
Yeah, it is. It's been a good game so far. You know, this team's pretty stingy defensively like Ashland was the other night. It's a good team. Got a lot of guys that can really shoot it. Our guys have been doing a pretty good job of closing on the shooters and making them take tough shots. You know, I think they're going to make some in the second half, so we're going to tighten our defense up a little bit in the second half.
Good luck to you, Coach.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Ryan Perry, head coach of Lyon County again in the boys' Sweet 16. This is the quarterfinal matchup, second game of the day. Lyon County 30, Adair County 20. We'll be back. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Hi, this is Kevin Anderson at First National Bank in Moorhead. I just wanted to take this opportunity to invite you to come out and see us. We're a full-service bank that can take care of any of your banking needs, whether it be one of our free checking accounts, a safe deposit box, or financing for a new car or home, or help with a commercial loan. First National Bank is the bank for you. As a lifelong resident of Round County, I'm proud to serve the people of this area. Come out and let me and my staff show you the advantages of First National Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
At Holbrook Drug, we pride ourselves on our lightning-fast prescription service. Your time is valuable, so we make sure you get your medications quickly and accurately. But that's not all. Craving a delicious treat? Try our milkshake bar with over 36 flavors. And don't forget, our gift shop has everything from thoughtful gifts to everyday essentials. Holbrook Drug is your one-stop shop for health, happiness, and convenience. Stop in 208 East Main Moorhead and experience the Holbrook difference for yourself.
There are moments in our lives that change everything, where hard work pays off with a burst of opportunity. That's why each year, Kentucky Farm Bureau and its county offices give away hundreds of thousands of dollars in college scholarships. You see, Kentucky Farm Bureau does more than just insure homes and autos. We help ensure that more Kentuckians have a chance to achieve their dreams. Kentucky Farm Bureau, big on commitment.
Call Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Larry Knipp, 783-1868.
Sweet 16 Basketball, presented in part by Citizens Bank Moorhead.
Welcome you back in live to Rupp Arena at Central Bank Center in downtown Lexington. This is the 2024 UK Healthcare Kentucky High School Athletic Association Boys Basketball Sweet 16. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network. In a moment, we'll be talking with the commissioner of the KHSAA, Julian Tackett. I want to tell you that the halftime show is brought to you by Clark's Pump & Shop, the official fuel of the KHSAA, and our Kentucky Beef Council Protein Power rebounder of the first half is Brady Shoulders, the senior for the Lyon County Lions, has 10 rebounds to lead the way. Looking for a convenient snack to fuel your day? Add beef jerky to nuts, seeds, and fruit for a protein-packed snack. That word from the Kentucky Beef Council. And moving in alongside now is Commissioner Julian Tackett. And Julian, first of all, the enthusiasm for these first few days of the tournament's been sensational.
It's been really good. We've got a lot of schools that have a lot of support, and that always makes the atmosphere so much better.
And last night, I believe it was, over 14,000 people in the house.
Yeah, it was a nice first-round crowd, and, you know, this team's support, the reconfiguration of the arena has allowed most everybody to sit downstairs, which makes a totally different experience, makes the days about 15 minutes longer, and I think people can survive that. So it's been a pretty good opportunity for everybody to have a great experience.
One of the things I want to get into, you have some new sports coming on board. As if you weren't busy enough already, let's talk about that. Boys volleyball is one of them, if you don't mind mentioning the other ones.
Well, boys volleyball and the boys and girls lacrosse will come on board next year. This year, we added an indoor track championship as well as a female wrestling championship. So it is, we're kind of in an unprecedented series of growth, or period of growth that really wasn't sure our schools would want coming off the pandemic. We did some surveying and talked to our schools, and I expected them to say, no, we're full, we're done. And they did not say that. They said, we need these new opportunities because we know the value that interscholastic athletics and activities have for students, and they wanted more kids playing.
Something that's a positive note, we mentioned last week during the girls' tournament, but you have some good news on the, it's still a challenge, but some good news on the officiating front for sports.
Yeah, we've actually kind of turned a little bit of a corner. I hope in terms of graphing it, we've hit bottom and started back up, but we've had a lot of interest. Our local assigners throughout the state have done a great job trying to recruit new officials and trying to get them involved, and that's what you've got to have. If they don't do it, they're the local level, and they're the ones really that suffer the most. The local level is where it suffers the most if you don't have enough people licensed. You know, we don't directly supervise everything they do, but we just try to provide a license and then get people an opportunity. And it's coming around. Starting to see a lot of young, enthusiastic people getting involved.
And now you have Scott Bottoms himself, a great official for many years, who's in your office now.
We did. We decided to create a originally as a part-time position, and right now it's still technically part-time, but Scott's there quite a bit. And really, he can advocate for officials. He's also helping us get a program into the curriculum of schools. This program called Ref Reps out of Indiana is outstanding. And you know, if you give these young kids, and particularly in high school, but even in college, a little taste of it, they seem to stick with it better than when they start a little older. So we're hopeful that helps. And he is an enthusiastic voice for that kind of growth.
Julian Tackett, the commissioner of the Kentucky High School Athletic Association, is our guest. We'll continue at halftime. Halftime show brought to you by Clark's Pump & Shop, official fuel of the KHSAA. Lyon County, a 10-point lead at half. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
I can ride my bike with one arm.
7-year-old Cosair kid Addie is excited to tell you the fun fact about herself. Addie was born with amniotic band syndrome, which resulted in the loss of her left arm from the elbow down. The condition surprised her parents, who were overwhelmed by the unexpected medical costs. Thanks to your support of Cosair for Kids, Addie received the surgery she needed and is a spunky, active, thriving little girl.
Thanks for helping Cosair kids like me.
Will you help a Cosair kid today? Visit Cosair.org.
When you're at UK Healthcare Gill Heart and Vascular Institute, your heart is in the right place. We have the widest suite of heart services in Kentucky, from nutrition and exercise management to heart transplants. And with outreach clinics across the Commonwealth, you'll have convenient access to that care when you need it most. To learn more or to schedule an appointment, visit gillheart.com.
When life's accidents happen, call Right Way Auto Glass. Right Way will come to your location and complete your repairs the same or next day. Right Way is a preferred provider for all insurance companies, meaning they can handle the entire process in one call.
Right Way handles everything. They can even recalibrate your vehicle's electronic safety features, saving you a trip to the dealership. With certified technicians and over 75 years of experience, plus over 500 five-star Google reviews, call Right Way Auto Glass for all of your auto glass needs at 859-523-1098.
Hey, Kentucky sports fans. Not every injury happens on the court. Every day, people are hurt in cars, stores, and hospitals. If you've been sidelined by an injury, don't let the clock run out. Morgan & Morgan is America's largest injury law firm. With over 1,000 lawyers nationwide, you'll get unmatched dedication. And you don't pay a dime unless you win. Starting a claim is easy. Just dial pound law or visit forthepeople.com for an office near you. There's only one Morgan & Morgan. Offices Lexington and throughout Kentucky.
The Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network is sponsored in part by Clark's Pump & Shop, the official fuel of the KHSAA.
In case you're just tuning in and joining us, in the first game today, the first quarterfinal, Great Crossing advanced to the semifinals with a victory over Magoffin County right here at halftime. The second quarterfinal, Lyon County 30, Adair County 20, with two quarters left to play. Our guest at halftime is the Kentucky High School Athletic Association Commissioner, Julian Tackett. 14 years as commissioner, 40 years overall in the association office. A challenging yet rewarding job. Talk about that.
Well, I can tell you, Carl, sometimes you wake up and you wonder why, but at the same time, your why is probably out here right now, and that's the students. You know, we do some things that we don't do anything by accident. We look at a lot of data. We try to see what's going to help students, because eventually that helps student achievement as well when they get involved. That's why so many more programs are out there. We've made some changes to the tournament over the years. You look today, we've got a nice full house downstairs, and it's a different set of people in the end zones that were there for the last game. And even those little things that let those students be down here, this place is so big that if you stick them all in a corner upstairs, they don't get the full student experience, nor do the kids that are playing. So we make some changes. People my age and older sometimes are uncomfortable, but we're always going to break the tie by seeing what's best for the student.
Very good. Julian Tackett, keep up the good work. Thanks for hosting us and for being on at halftime. Julian Tackett, commissioner of the Kentucky High School Athletic Association. And a halftime show brought to you by Clark's Pump and Shop, the official fuel of the KHSAA. We're going to continue, and we'll visit with the head coach of the Dare County Indians before the second half on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Go-To Solutions in Line X of Moorhead is a one-stop shop for your auto needs, and you're invited to stop by today. Locally owned and operated, they're now accepting new customers. Services offered include tires and wheels professionally installed using state-of-the-art equipment, brakes, exhaust, differentials, lubrication, oil and filter changes, and shocks and struts. They have a full line of auto accessories, and as always, they have Line X spray-in bed liners and Value Guard rust proofing and undercoating, which offers a superior solution to protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion. all services performed by trained technicians. In addition to automotive services, they offer fabrication, welding, and machining. Stop by today and check out everything they have to offer. GoTo Solutions and Linex of Moorhead is located at 25 Lake Park Drive in the MMRC Industrial Park, just off Highway 801 north of the Interstate 64, Farmer Sharkey Exit 133. You can call them at 606-784-1155. They offer a military discount with valid ID, and gift certificates are also available.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends.
Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel, or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
There's no glory in getting beat up on the job. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting work done. But Ferris Commercial Mowers help you finish strong and feel good doing it with patented suspension technology. Technology that reduces the effects of uneven terrain, virtually eliminating shock to the chassis and your body, letting you mow faster and get more done. Visit Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling or Flemingsburg today for a test drive. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
Sweet 16 basketball presented in part by the John W. Clark Oil Company.
Carl Nathy back courtside with the head coach of the Adair County Indians, Darren Breeze. Darren, you're down by 10 at the half. What'd you tell your team at halftime?
One of the big things, points off turnovers, they had that little flurry there at the end of the first quarter. You know, cause really, truthfully, half court, we held them to 4 points in the first quarter, but they had eight of a couple turnovers, or not all turnovers, a couple transition, just runouts. But really, man, number 30 coming off the bench, 21, them guys have got six or eight of their points right now. And then, the biggest thing, we knew coming in the game, Perry's a great player, but the key to this team out here is the shoulder skid, and, I mean, he's dominated us right now. I think he's got 12 and 10. We just got to do a better job of that. We're going to make an adjustment here coming out, and, you know, like I said, we're in striking distance right now, and, you know, that's all we can ask for.
And you got a team with a big heart. Good luck.
We do. We got to shoot the ball better.
All right, head coach Darren Breeze of Adair County as they trail by 10 to Lyon County here. Quarterfinal, second one of the day. Two more coming up tonight. And now, coming up in 5 seconds as soon as I close the big trap here, meaning my mouth, we go back to the voice of the EKU Colonels, Greg Stottlemyre, and our expert analyst, Mina Todd, for the second half.
It's amplifying a few things that he said and we've talked about during halftime and the flow of the game. Number one, shoulders, double figures on both rebounds and points already. So a double-double, 12 points, 10 rebounds. But look at all the ancillary stats. Lyon County, 28 advantage in the paint. 8-0 advantage in points off turnovers. 8-0 in second chance points. 4-0 advantage fast break. And the Adair County coach talked about the reserves coming in. 6-3 advantage in bench points. 5 ties, 3 lead switches. Last tie was at 16, and then the 11-2 run, fueled by Perry, who had the slow start, missed his first 6 shots, and then ripped off 3 in a row. He has 7, Shoulders has 12. Nobody with more than 5 for Adair County. They've been victimized by poor shooting and 8 turnovers, and they're only 2 of 12 from 3. Good news for them is just 2 of 11 from 3 for Lyon County. Before we dig into the second half, let's make sure to call Kentucky 811. Make safety part of your next do-it-yourself project strategy. Learn more at Kentucky811.com. And another turnover almost. Ball scrambled for, and it is. Shoulders stolen. They tried to go bounce pass outside the lane, and in transition, nice block by Cochran. Or it would have been a layup in transition for Kirk.
Yeah, Cochran did a great job protecting the rim that time. Did what you need to do is wait till that ball is in the air and then swat it away.
Lob into Perry. All-time leading scorer in the state of Kentucky. Did it in the tournament here last year. Missed that one on the right side. Offensive rebound, Mike to the goal, and lay it in by Kirk, who has 5. Ray Kirk hit a big 3 when this game was tied at 16 in the second quarter. And they've pushed it out to the biggest lead of the dozen now. Cochran to the goal. Missed the layup. Been a tough day for Cochran. He's had three turnovers. He's 2 of 6 from the field. Deep three. Yes, Kirk, one of those unlikely heroes. And Lyon County, they're tired of going out of this tournament on Friday like they have the last 2 years. They are motoring their way for what could be a Saturday showdown against a team that rolled today earlier in Great Crossing.
Yeah, Great Crossing was fantastic, but great job by Lyon County. They just came down. Nobody picked up Kirk, and he made them pay.
So Kirk gives them a 35-20 lead. This Daher's KHSAA Hall of Fame moment, brought to you by Roberts Insurance, Luce Benton's Joe Dangle. After an All-State senior season, Gold headed to Mississippi State. Senior season, Gold's Bulldogs defied Mississippi's racist state policies, accepted an NCAA tournament bid. His pregame handshake with Loyola Chicago's captain became etched in history. It's the start of the game of change. Roberts Insurance congratulates Benton's Joe Dangold, a member of the Dollhairs KHSAA Hall of Fame class of 2024. Full court, half court pressure all the way to the goal, partially blocked by shoulders on the missed layup by Coomer. Thanks to good defense, and there he goes again in transition. And a bucket. Boy, Kirk has been fantastic here to open up this quarter, and they have bowled out to a 37-20 lead. And another miss inside is to the goal went Coomer, and they throw for the defense. Transition. Perry step back three. No. That would have brought the house down. And a rebound reaching on Bray Kirk. But what a game Kirk has had. 4 of 6 from the field. 2 of 2 from three. 5 rebounds, 10 points. Shoulders leads with 12 points and 11 rebounds.
2-2-1. Half court trap here. I don't think they're going to trap out of it. They're just trying to slow them down a little bit.
3-point shot will not fall for Gilbert. Little desperation in the Indians. Quickly, Kirk to the lane, go all the way to the goal, and Cannon scored. Bray Kirk has been the third quarter star, blocked the other way. So they went to the goal, and a leaping block by Breedlove. Behind the back, oh my, what a play. Into the lane, behind the back, Reddick gave it to Shoulders. And Lyon County looking like world beaters here.
Lyon County having their way with the Adair County Indians. Indians are going to have to stop the ball.
A 25-4 run. Another block and a drive to the goal by Breedlove. Man, they have done it on both ends of the court, possession after possession. This is impressive basketball.
Very impressive. Adair County has got to pick up the ball much sooner. They cannot afford to let them penetrate all the way down in the lane.
They lead 41-20, and the all-time leading scorer in the state has 7. Three-pointer bounces in off the right wing by Dawson Gilbert. Two bounces and went down. Adair County lost by 50 to this Lyon County team 34 days ago, and they needed something to go, and Gilbert finally got it. But, man, what an impressive 25-4 run that was for Lyon County. Take a trip to Moorhead and Rowan County, one of Cape Run Lake. It is the home of Cape Run Lake. Your journey to Cape Run Lake from Lyon County, 292 miles, where the trip from Adair County is 171 miles. Plan your next adventure at visitmoorhead.com. Well, 5:27 to go. It's hard to describe just how good that stretch of basketball was. I don't know that we could do it justice because there were highlight blocks down there, forcing turnovers, shots, and transition was tremendous.
The transition was tremendous, but the transition was created by the beautiful defense, the clean defense, and then they pushed the ball down the floor, had some beautiful looks, beautiful unselfish play. Great job by Lyon County.
From 16-16 to a 41-20 lead before the last three moments ago by Gilbert. Gilbert had that Achilles injury, kind of a freak Achilles, the day before the district final. Did not play in the district final. The regional missed those four games, came back, but it has been a tough one here for Adair County. They lost, as we said, back in February. They traveled after playing a game the night before Senior Day at Lyon County. All the emotion of the great three. You know, Travis Perry came into this game with 5,409 points, all-time leader in Kentucky, and number six all-time. Came into this game 84 points from tie for number five in the nation. Here's a deep three, Perry. Straight away.
The Indians just do not have an answer for the offensive execution of Lyon County right now.
44-23, they hit a three to stop the run. And then Perry answers back under the 5 minutes in the third quarter. Shot on the left baseline. No good by Dawson Gilbert, the sophomore. Rebound. And here comes Perry, the forecourt. Crossover dribble. Drives right to the lane. Feed down low to Kirk. Bank shot missed. Kirk gets the rebound away from Cochran. And then Cochran put his arms around him for a foul.
I don't know. Did they call it on Cochran?
Should be on Cochran, but they may. Let's wait and see. Yeah, it is on Cochran. Had his arms wrapped around him.
That's a frustration foul right there.
Well, he's a bigger guy, and a little guy ripped the ball away from him. Right side, Reddick. Reddick, who had that great pass in the first half. Spins to the lane. Stops at a dime, out to shoulder. Back over right, Breedlove. Breedlove, they had a big block. Everything going. They're not missing many. They're 7 of 11 in this quarter. And they have bolted, and they have doubled their opponent, 46-23. This game was tied at 16. Right wing three, White, no good. Rebound touch to the corner. Run down to offensively by Grant. And the three good. So Grant stepped back after getting the long kicking rebound. Kirk out of the corner, other way too long. Offensive rebound, Breedlove as he reaps up. Jumps up and gets it. And when he was at the apex of his jump, he was bumped and fouled by a frustrated Isaiah Cochran, his third. He has been rendered ineffective today after scoring 16 points and 9 rebounds in their opening round win over Marshall. They have forced him into a tough day. 2 of 6 shooting and 4 turnovers. Floating fire on the baseline right. By shoulders from 12. Good on the inbounds play.
That was a beautiful turnaround jump shot off the glass.
Kirk 12, Perry 10. Shoulders leads the way with 14, and he had a double-double by halftime. 3:40 to go. Cochran steps into a three, misses it right wing. Offensive rebound, Lloyd. Back to Cochran, who goes inside. Good head fake. Cochran takes it there. And off his teammate's dime, Cochran put it in for his fourth point.
That was great patience by Cochran. Let the defender fly by and finish with an easy make.
48-28. Biggest lead has been at 22. Sits at 20 now. 3:25 to go. At halftime, it was 30-20. At one time, it was 16-all. Perry launches one from 19, no good. Defensive rebound, it's feeding to forecourt. But then the brakes put on as Grant got it. They go out high left, and the long shot from three missed. Rebound, and they're running. Here comes Reddick. Reddick up to shoulders, missed the layup. Cochran the rebound, and they come back and foul him. Well, this is no surprise. Lyon County leads the state in both scoring margin, over 27 a game. They came into the tournament scoring over 3,000 points and averaging 85.7. They lead 48-28 late in the third here on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Hey, Kentucky basketball fans, this is Tom Leach. And as we enjoy this year's Sweet 16, let's take a moment to discuss something serious. Kentuckians dealing with a substance abuse disorder. If you or a loved one need assistance, trained specialists at the Kentucky Help Statewide Call Center are ready to connect you to the right resources. Call 1-833-8-KY-HELP today. That's 1-833-8-KY-HELP. A service of Operation Unite.
At game time, you are what you eat. And a 3-ounce serving of beef provides 25 grams of protein, a requirement for building muscle.
Then add 10 essential nutrients, including iron and vitamins B6 and B12 for energy and alertness. And you see what any athlete can tell you. Beef is what's for winners.
UK Healthcare Orthopedic Surgery and Sports Medicine is the official healthcare provider of the KHSAA and the Sweet 16 tournaments.
Time now for our BSN Heart of the Game Award. Cassidy Moore, who for the past 11 years has been helping the members of the media covering state championship tournaments at not only the Sweet 16, but football, softball, and other KHSAA events. Her real job, a health and physical education teacher at Estill County Middle School. Thanks to Cassidy. Cassidy Moore taking care of us this week. That's our BSN Sports Heart of the Game.
You know, we talk about the defense. We talk about the scoring. Only one turnover by Lyon County today. One. Good bounce pass into the lane. Sees part. Bounce pass by White. The cutter was Loy. The lay-in good. He had a 30-point game against E-Town earlier this year. Do they have a run in them? Down 48-30. Left side three. Run stopper by Jack Reddick. Another three down. They are 3 of 6 this half from 3 and 9 of 16 from the field, and they lead by 21.
Lyon County always has an answer to any made basket, it seems like, by the Indians.
Right wing 3 will not go by White against the zone. Defensive rebound. Here come the Lions and Reddick. Reddick feeds it low, blocked by Cochran with a good wall off. Got the hands up, didn't slap him down. Jumped well ahead of the 5'11 Carson Collins, who had a blocker. You look back at Collins and coming off the bench today and how he played along with DFU in that second quarter when they stretched it from a 16 all game and went to the locker room up by 10, and they've won this quarter 21-10. Lyon County won the first quarter by 2, the second by 8, this one by 11. We play on with 100 seconds to go. Perry draws a double team, no, looks it out to the near side to Reddick. That was a logo shot, no good. Offensive rebound falls down and put in by DeFew. Isaac DeFew, the sophomore post, has 6, but a star reserve and a whistle at half court and a foul on Jack Reddick reaching in at half court.
Yeah, Reddick took a long, deep three-pointer. Didn't even hit the rim. Good follow by his teammate.
98-48 is how they won 34 days ago in late February on Senior Day at Lyon County High School. That had to be emotional. What a great team this is. 71% of the points come from three guys. Back to a cutter, and they got the feed from the high post to Coomer, who put it in for 4.
That's exactly how you beat a zone. You hit that high post middle, look for that baseline. Great high-low.
3 minutes to start the second half has been the difference maker. Perry drives near the lane, into the lane, one hands it up, back iron, no. Tipped down to himself by DeFew, put back up, no. Cochran rebound. Cochran starting to show a little life here with his 5th rebound. Left side corner, need it for a comeback, don't get it from Blaine Barden. And on the rebound, it goes to the Lions, and then a reach-in foul by White. Second foul on Carter White.
White bailed him out there because number 21, Collins, brought that ball down. Cardinal sin. You get that rebound. Keep it high.
Trigger will come from Carson Collins. Brady Shoulders, what a tournament he's had. He leads with 14. Kirk has 12. Perry has 10. Elbow right side. Shot missed by Reddick. Ball rebounded by Shoulders, who now has 13 rebounds. And up his total, I told you he had 14. He has 16. Three-time All-Region 2 All-Tournament. And a whistle. Hit a deep three, but a push before that. A push on Blaine Barden, a 5'11 junior reserve. Martin came off the bench at 2 threes in an impressive win over Marshall County. Took out Region 1, but
This region of battle a little tougher, and Harry fielded it for the deep three, showing why he's the all-time leader in points. As Perry drills another one, he has 13, and it's all Lyon County in the quarterfinals as they lead 56-32 at the end of quarter number three on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Morehead Optimist Club Charitable Bingo at the K-Run Bingo Hall in Farmers is open every Friday and Saturday evening. Doors open at 4:30, pool tabs go on sale at 5, and the first bingo game is at 7. There's new bingo games, new pool tab games, including ones with progressive jackpots, plus the electronic pool tab games. Two coverall games at $5.99 and $1,000 are scheduled every night, and bingo payouts can go as high as the $5,000 state maximum. There's air conditioning, great concessions, and plenty of parking. Morehead Optimist Club Charitable Bingo every Friday and Saturday evening at the K-Run Bingo Hall in Farmers. All proceeds benefit area youth. Charitable gaming license 00169.
Do you have a Medicare supplement plan? Are your premiums too high? We have great news. There's a new birthday rule in Kentucky. As of January 1st, 2024, there have been changes that may benefit you. Call us today at the Porter Group and ask how we may help you. Call 606-780-1387. Once again, that's 606-780-1387. 1387.
The poet Robert Frost might have been thinking of Morehead and Round County when he wrote about the road less traveled. The sights and sounds of Mother Nature are here in abundance and they're waiting for you. Whether you hike, bike, fish, sail, camp, or water ski, we invite you to check out visitmorehead.com and see what's waiting for you off the beaten path in the beauty of the Daniel Boone National Forest.
Long way.
We muscle into the fourth quarter with chocolate milk. To learn more about milk's balanced nutrition, visit thedairyalliance.com. More than double Adair County in that quarter, 26-12 in the third for Lyon County. They bolted away from 16-all tie in the second quarter with an 11-2 run. Took the lead of 30-20 at halftime and then just scooted it on out. They've only made one turnover in this game. By the way, the Travis Perry scoring watch up to 5,422 points. And a spinning move by Shoulders, who has 18. Shoulders in game one of this tournament at 17. And he also has 13 rebounds. Saw Malachi Moreno have his second double-double in a row. And Greg Cossey won earlier today. Cochran misses right lane. Good offensive rebound. And then when he turned towards the goal, nobody was back there to defend. And Connor Loy, a step to the bank of the score.
Yeah, Loy, great job. A little shot fake. Everybody bit, and he got wide open.
58-34. Officials called a timeout for something. Not sure what. Checking the court there. See if anything's on it. I think they thought they saw something there, and one of the officials inspecting. We had to clean up some pom-pom dust before one game. Now back into the Lyon County lineup, Lucas Breedlove. He had the highlight block in that defensive explosion by Lyon County. And he will take Shoulders out. Well, Ryan Perry, he may already be thinking with 7:27 to go in the game and a 24-point lead about tomorrow's challenge against the number one team at 11 o'clock if they get their Eastern Time Great Crossings. 36-1, led by a seven-footer in Malachi Moreno, the junior. Bounce pass through the lane, bad pass. They were trying to get Perry curling off a screen. White made the steal, challenged. White puts it in. Two bounces like your prom date on the rim and down it went. That was a nice play by White there, and he hung to get the shot.
I tell you, Loy, just a strong move to the basket. Finish that shot.
Yeah, Loy.
Gets to go to the free throw line, clock stop, chance to put another point on the board.
And he becomes the first player, Loy, to get to double figures. Nobody else has more than six for Adair County. He is their leading scorer, the junior, at 17.5 points a game. Second foul, the foul shot good as well for the and one, and it's 58-37. We had a running clock in the last game. Great Crossing won 83-48. Oh, beautiful feed inside. Left his feet. And Depew caught the pass from Reddick. And Depew's had a big game. He comes in averaging 4.7. He has 8 today. Driving goal left side. Banking missing Loy. Ball goes out off a Lyon Kelly player. 6:46 to go. And Lyon Kelly leading 60-37. Tripped up. Two close losses on this Friday game. Last year, lost to Great Crossing. Inbounds. Another foul. Challenged there at the goal by Breedlove. Shot no good. It's Loy again to the line. Back to what happened last year. GRC, the runner-up, beat Lyon Kelly 60-56. Perry had 19 in that game. And then Cubcalf beat him 2 years ago, 59-57.
Great job here by Loy to knock down that first free throw.
One more going. And rattles out. Rebound by the guy who fouled him in Breedlove. 60-38. As Loy has upped his total on the day to 12 points. And a dunk on the other way. Right on the break. And Breedlove. Well, they look like the Lyon Kelly we came to expect. Out of the right corner. Rainbow three is good by White. Well, it's 98-48. Last time these played, these two teams played, and a foul at half court. 62-41, Lyon Kelly now. And a foul at half court on Lane Grant. As after a short rest, Brady's shoulders back in. He'll replace the effective reserve in Isaac Depew.
Jack Riddick has been amazing, pushing the ball down the floor, finding his open teammates, drawing defenders to him, fanning out the basketball, sharing the ball.
7 of their 14 assists, half of them belong to him. He's got the ball right baseline. They go into shoulders, double teams him. They stole it, and then shoulders out of frustration after it was stolen by Loy, came back and fouled. This game getting a little physical and a little sloppy right now. 3 turnovers by Lyon Kelly, and 2 of them have come here in less than 2 minutes in the fourth quarter.
You got to keep playing to win and not playing like you're guaranteed to win.
By 21, left corner 3, Gilbert, good. He's a good shooter. Takes almost 2 a game. He's made 2 today. 62-44. And a steal. A steal by White. Takes it in, lays it up. Adair County says, you're not the Saturday yet, Lyon County. 62-46, an 8-0 run. And a reach. Good sportsmanship there on the reach and foul by Loy. She was trying to slow down Reddick, who is pedaling his way towards the rim.
Indians are not going to go away without a fight. You know, Lyon County needs to clean up this lackadaisical offensive execution here the last couple of possessions.
Well, Reddick's the guy to do it as they get it into the point guard. Crouching out on him defensively, White. Down left, Perry. One way to stop it is hitting. And he was off left, but he banked it in. 16 for Perry. And they make the steal made by Perry. Alley-oop. The shoulders missed the layup. Back up by Kirk. And Kirk has been a star with 14-11 in this half.
I'd say they cleaned it up a little.
5 minutes to go. Up by 21. Right side 3. A little short by Gilbert. Defensive rebound, no look on up. Nobody back, 3 guys up in front, and the layup by Reddick on the assist pass by Mr. Basketball. Reddick has 6 along with 7 assists. We're just flipping shots up. Bank shot, that was a right way. Autoglass 3-pointer off the glass shot. Right way Autoglass, Kentucky's premier Autoglass provider, and we've got a little bit of words going on between the two teams. What did you see, Mina?
Well, it looked like one player pushed a Lyon County player shoved an Adair County player, and the Adair County coach ran out on the floor. Didn't look pretty there for a second.
Good job. Yeah, good job by the officials. So they stopped that really quick. Brian Johnson, Jeffrey Lee, Michael Stokes doing the job and doing it well.
Well, Shoulders was trying to get the ball out of the net really quickly for a quick, fast break, and then all the bodies got tangled.
69-49 is where we sit. Lyon County with the lead. The clock rested at 4:35, and the officials talking about things.
I'm not sure with the way the coach ran on the floor if there would be a technical issue here.
Darren Breeze, 8th year, 13th year overall, 182-96 at Adair County. Still discussing it. Again, no monitor replays like there is in pro or college. Helps speed up the game and, you know, less to have to pay for and deal with. You know, I like the purity of the human element
right.
of the game, and these guys have done a great job here.
Be interesting to see how this plays out.
Well, they've had a long talk about it, making sure they're all on the same page, heads nodding. Well, that 8-0 run kind of gave the Indians a little bit of fuel. They were down 62-38 and then scored 8 in a row, but then Lyon County came back and answered the call. Got to look it over at the scoring table. Looks like they're going to go over and tell, and our Carl Nathie going to listen over the shoulder of the official scorer, Kenny Bourne, and Jay Davis right beside him here. I heard that. Unsportinglike contact on 22. White. Something on the other side. Look how hard the official's working. Perspiration dripping off his head. So it is a double technical on the players, I believe. See if we can get it sorted out. Carl Nathan looking over. Carl, what do you have here?
All right, they've got a double technical. Number 22 for Lyon County.
Shoulders.
And number 4... for Adair County,
that's White.
Offsetting the possession arrow is what is going to determine who has the ball, and looks like it's going to be Lyon County.
So nothing on the bench either way. Okay. So Shoulders will get a foul, and so will White. 4 fouls right now on Kirk, by the way, who's had, I think, really the most important part of this game. Here in this second half, when they bolted away from that 10-point lead. Up high, Reddick. Reddick with that great assist total of 7. Caught in the lane, underhand scoop to Breedlove. Oh, there's another shot. Aggressive. Loy with the foul. It's getting awful aggressive out there. The officials doing a great job of keeping it as calm as they can. No, it was on to White. White with the foul.
Yeah, good job by the officials. You don't want to see this get ugly.
4:14 to go. 69-49 Lyon County. Just over 4 minutes of basketball from the quarterfinals. Perry goes right side, misses a 14-footer. Defensive rebound into the hands of Coomer. Two players in double figures for Adair County. 3 the other way. Knifing to the goal. Into the paint, Malloy.
Good job by Loy. Nobody stopping the ball.
14 for Loy.
Got to stop that ball.
69-51, Lyon County. Forecourt, Perry. Got it back to Reddick with a 7 assists. Little floating fire, no good. Didn't pull it out and run clock. Rebound by Loy. Got it up ahead. Score at the goal by Coomer, and he's fouled. Every time you think this one is put to bed. 3:29 to go, down to a 16-point game.
Yeah, the Indians just keep fighting. Adair County just keeps pushing that ball down the floor, keeps attacking.
Foul shot good for the traditional 3 for Coomer. Coomer now with 7 in the game. 69-54, 15-point lead. It's been over 20. Got out of the trap to the baseline right. Scoop it back out high with a flip over the shoulder to Perry. Shoulders is still on the bench after the double technical.
And a little reach-in foul to stop play there on the reach by Blaine Barden. And both teams are in the guaranteed two shots here. And to the line will go Reddick. Jack Reddick, a 72% shooter, a commit to Florida Gulf Coast down at Fort Myers out of the Atlantic Sun. Remember that team when the current USC coach coached him? The dunk team went to the Sweet 16 over a decade ago, made that program famous for a couple of years. Reddick got them both. 71-54. 17-point lead, Lyon County, 3 minutes to go. Block up top, second of the day by Breedlove, and then the ball comes outside the lane, and a foul is called on an Indian. Going to be on Kuma. So we have a timeout, 2:58 to the finish stripe. Lyon County leading in control by 17 on the Morgan to Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
You can't always prevent an injury, but the right care the right way can make all the difference. If you're dealing with a sprain, strain, fracture, or just a tweak, stop by the Orthopedic Walk-In Clinic at UK Healthcare Turfland for expert care with no appointment needed. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to noon. UK Healthcare, the official healthcare partner of UK Athletics. Learn more at ukhealthcare.com/walk-in.
Hey, we're your muscles.
How you doing?
How are you? We love how you work us out.
Feels great, deltoid.
Right, triceps. After working out, we need fuel. And scientists say the best sports drink to replenish us muscles is chocolate milk. Chocolate milk has the perfect ratio of carbohydrates to protein, plus riboflavin, vitamin D, calcium.
Costs less, tastes better.
So, what's the best sports drink?
Chocolate milk.
Okay, let's arm wrestle.
Milk, a part of everything that's good. From your Southland dairy farmer families.
Our thanks to Southland Dairy Farmers for helping sponsor the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network. Chocolate milk is the original sports drink. For information, go online to southlanddairyfarmers.com.
Sideline report brought to you by Clark's Pump and Shop with the score 71-54, favor of Lyon County with under 3 minutes to go. We just want to say, hey, Adair County, they had a heck of a season. Looks like they'll finish 28-8. This is their sixth time in the boys' Sweet 16, but the first since 2009. They were hoping to get past the quarterfinals for the first time since 1955, when Adair County finished as the state runner-up to Hazard back some 69 years ago. Greg?
Ray Kirk, who I think's had the game that really has turned the tide here, 6'2 sophomore, gets his 15th point of the day. And 12 of them have been here in the second half. Ray Kirk coming off, well, not off the bench. He started, but he was on the bench for a while, came back, and just really fueled it. We have a whistle. Are they going to count the foul shot? Is that a push? Yeah, it was a push. I didn't see anybody around there. They pushed Perry, and it was a push on Lloyd. So count the foul shot by Kirk. They're just trying to keep it calm here. I was watching the foul shot go in.
I was looking at the stats.
Perry puts it in. Well, a 50-point win by Lyon County on their senior day 34 days ago. And they're putting it on Adair County by 20 right now. Perry got them both. Perry has 18, Shoulders has 18, Kirk has 16. Balance underneath 3 minutes. Drop it off into the corner right, Barden. Down low, ball drop, pick back up, turn, bank, score. Dawson Gilbert, he has 8 all this half. 75-56 Lyon County. Stopped in the quarters in close games by Cubcap 2 years ago and George Rogers Clark. They're going to make it to face the number one team in the state, Great Crossing. It's going to be fun tomorrow at 11 Eastern time here for the semifinal. And one that will put a lot of people in this arena to watch. Mr. Basketball against the guy that will probably be the front runner for Mr. Basketball next year in Malachi Moreno of Scott County. And they foul Perry.
We talk about Perry. He passed in this tournament last year. The legendary King Kelly Coleman out of Wayland High School in Floyd County in the All-A this year. Passed 5,000 points. He sits number six all-time in the nation. And a lot of people have come here to see this one today. 14,787. Perry hit his first. Perry hit his second. Perry has 20. And he now has 5,429 points. Up next, he's 64 points away for tying for fifth. Rainbow three off the left flat, no good. Off the miss of Barton, run down by Gilbert. He misses. Underneath 2 minutes, out of bounds, it'll go to Lyon Kelly. Going to start bringing new players in here to give them a breather. They'll turn it around in 22 hours.
Yeah, great job by Adair County. They played hard. They shot the ball really well in their first game. Tonight, not so much, but hats off to Lyon County. They did a great job defensively.
Jackson Crawford comes in. Luke Burchett comes in for Lyon County. And they throw it low in the drive left by Perry. And he found Crawford to put it in. Minute 35 to go. 79-56 in favor of Lyon County. Right wing three. Yes, but a goal for Lane Grant. His second of the day has eight. Minute 20 to go. Here comes Perry to forecourt, chasing him. Top of the key, dribbling through everybody. Little globetrotter here. Minute 10 to go. And Perry is fouled. Well, up next, if he can get there, and it'll take a run to the finals to even have a shot, is Bruce Williams from Louisiana, played from 75 to 80. All-time leading scorer, DeMond Carter, Reserve Christian Academy in Louisiana, over 7,000 points. Perry, number one in the state of Kentucky as he misses the foul shot, and number six in the nation. Some of those other guys in other states that have been the all-time leading scorers of their state, Damon Bailey in Indiana back in the late 80s. In 1990, DeJuan Wagner in New Jersey, the son of Milt Wagner. Here's one more for Perry with a minute 10 to go. I think he's going to get a curtain call if he hits this one. Player waiting to come in for him at Collins, and he will leave the ball game with 21. Well, he's dreamed about this his entire life. On a scholarship to Kentucky, his dad gives him a hug. It'll play on Saturday in a big test against the loaded Great Crossing team. 80-59. They're up around their average today. Left wing three, good by Gilbert. They've hit the threes in the second half, Mina. In this quarter, they're 4 of 8 from three. Problem is, they needed him to go earlier in the ballgame.
That was one of the keys I felt like for Adair County, is to be able to knock down threes from the start of the game. And they struggled early on, but it's just a little too late.
Here comes Cooper Collins to forecourt. He'll shoot a deep three. He'll miss. Battle for the rebound. Pulled down by Jacob Lacey, a senior. Coming off the bench, they've got Thiessen as well. He's got it. Baseline left, ball tipped away, but a hand check foul. It's the turn on the low left baseline by Matthew Brady. We'll put him at the line. Foul on Phillips. 42 seconds. Great Crossing will come into tomorrow's 11 o'clock Eastern game with a 36-1 record. Lyon County will be 34-3. As in the scorebook goes Matthew Brady, the senior forward.
Good job for Matthew, his senior year, getting in the scorebook here in Rupp Arena.
Three more new players come in as they will run a couple of those reserves out. One of them is Cotton Prowl. I may be mispronouncing it. Sometimes I can't read writing here on the official lineup card. 38 seconds to go, 80-63, deep three, air ball by Crawford. And here comes Adair County. Hustling to forecourt is Breeze. Got it low to the big guy.
I love the crowd is still cheering for him.
Matthew Brady put it in. Got two on this roster. Left wing, bank shot, no good. On the miss by Lyon Kelly, it was Ramey. And they try to go the other way with 6 seconds to go. Shot off the backboard will not fall. And the clock will expire. And Lyon Kelly, after being ousted the last 2 years in the quarterfinals by Cubcap and GRC, will head on and continue to chase their dream of a state title, led by Mr. Basketball and a guy that's right with him in Brady Shoulders. But today, Bray Kirk, I thought, was the unsung hero in that third quarter.
He made some tremendous plays, pushing the ball up the floor, got in there, scored some layups, dished the ball to his teammates. Yeah, stepped up big in the third quarter for Lyon County.
Four and double figures for Adair County, three for Lyon County, 21 by Perry, 18 each by Kirk and Shoulders. Shoulders had a double-double at halftime, ends with 18 and 13. Carl Nafee, as he greets the end of the handshake line, let's go down to Carl.
All right, thanks, Greg. Our Blue Oval SK electrifying player of the game, Lyon County senior, Brady Shoulders, 18 points, 13 rebounds. What was the key to the victory today?
We really knew we had to come out here and just really play hard. We had already played them down the stretch in the regular season, and they gave us a good shot, but it was like, kind of like a snowball effect, and we just came out here and played our own game, and I think it really, you could see that we pushed the ball, and we were back to our normal pace.
You're in the Final Four. What does it feel like?
It's really special. I was telling the coaches over here, we got over the hump, so now we're on to the Final Four, and hopefully we can pull off one in the morning and end up playing at 7:30 tomorrow night.
Get some rest.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it.
All right, Brady Shoulders. Our electrifying player of the game presented by Blue Oval SK. Learn about electrifying the future at BlueOvalSK.com. Final score, it is Lyon County 80, Adair County 65. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Congratulations, you're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
This is Caleb Stagg, Shelter Insurance in the Pinecrest Plaza in Moorhead. Give us a call at 606-784-6703.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
For Phillips and more, remember Valero in Moorhead. Gasoline, a full convenience store, an automatic car wash. And first responders, yours is free. Hibachi Express next to Valero is open 11 to 9 Monday through Saturday, closed on Sunday. Enjoy great Japanese and Chinese dishes, sushi, appetizers, lunch and dinner specials, and officers get 10% off. Order online at HibachiExpressKY.com. Valero and Hibachi Express, Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead.
What makes Whitaker Bank uniquely Kentucky? Our mission is to provide comprehensive banking products and services to our customers and to invest in the Kentucky communities where we live. Whitaker Bank is a reliable partner guiding you towards solid decisions for today's evolving environment and for whatever changes tomorrow might bring. We are committed to building comprehensive, long-term relationships with our customers and the communities we serve. Whitaker Bank, uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Sweet 16 basketball presented in part by Coffee Tree Books and the Fuzzy Duck.
Game was tied early. Three lead switches, five ties. Last tie at 16. Then a 25-4 run in the midsection of the game, using both great offense, aggressive defense, forcing turnovers. 25-4 run catapulted Lyon County. What ended up being a plus 20 lead and a 15-point win, 80-65.
They'll take a 34-3 record into tomorrow's first semifinal game against number one team in the state, Great Crossing, at 36-1, who won 83-48 in a running clock second half win over Magoffin County. And then we'll find out who the other two are tonight. We'll give you more totals after we pause. 10-second station identification here on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Porter Group Insurance, another proud sponsor of Sweet 16 Basketball on 96.3 FM, WIVY, Moorhead.
15-point win in a game where Lyon County led for 29 minutes, 49 seconds of this 32-minute game. And mind it, Todd, this is twice. They were down 7 on the ropes against Ashland, under 5 minutes to go, and they just, like, all of a sudden, their defense was stoked like a red-hot fire. We saw it again at the start of the third quarter today.
Yeah, they came out on fire. I mean, the likes of Kirk and then Shoulders playing big-time basketball. Perry struggled early, but then he got it turned around, and they did everything they needed to do defensively, on the boards, and offensively to pull out this big victory.
You know, they only made one turnover in the first three quarters when this game was decided. Fourth quarter was kind of ragtag, physical, and, you know, it wasn't as pretty as the second and third quarters. But that second and third quarter by Lyon County, you can see why they're one of the top teams in the state, why they lead the state in scoring margin and in points per game in the mid-80s. They really weren't themselves, and a lot of credit to Ashland for that in the opening round on Wednesday. But today, Lyon County getting up and going and playing defense. The Breedlove block, Shoulders, as you said, they just had all their elements clicking today, and they're going to need them tomorrow morning.
They'll absolutely need them tomorrow morning, but you're right. They were firing on all cylinders today, and they just played beautiful basketball. They got a little ragtag here in the fourth quarter, but overall, the Lyon County Lions played a beautiful basketball game and obviously come out a winner.
Well, Perry, 6 of 17 overall, 4 of 9 for 3, 5 of 6 from the foul line. Did have 5 assists, just one turnover, 21 points to lead him. Kirk with 18. I thought he was the guy that really was the key. 7 of 11, 2 of 3 from 3, 2 of 2 from the foul line. And guess what? He's just one rebound away from a double-double. And our top Kentucky Beef Council protein rebounder of the game is Shoulders with 13 rebounds. Did you know beef is packed with 10 essential nutrients? A 3-ounce serving of beef has 25 grams of protein. We'll hear from the winning coach when we return as Lyon County moves on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
The undisputed champion of beef jerky, Mingy Beef Jerky. It's made right here in Paris, Kentucky. Mingy Beef Jerky, no wonder people refer to it as the best beef jerky on the planet. It's all natural beef jerky packed with protein. There's no preservatives, no nitrates, and it's hand-cut from a solid piece of beef. Pick up a fresh bag at your local convenience store or order online at MingyBeefJerky.com. Mingy Beef Jerky, we love your game, you love this jerky.
Behind every slam dunk, there's a strategy. Same goes for safe digging. Whether you're breaking ground in your backyard or at the job site, Kentucky 811 is here to help. Make safety part of your strategy by submitting a locate request online at Kentucky811.org or by dialing 811 so you can play it safe with underground utilities. It's free and it's the law. Learn more at Kentucky811.org. Kentucky 811, proud sponsor of the KHSAA.
Hi, sweetheart, it's Dad. I'm here at UK Healthcare with Mom and Dr. Veda. Just wanted to let you know that
I'm in remission.
Dr. Veda says her scans look great. Seems like that trial treatment worked. She'll have to come in for follow-ups, but for now, we're in the clear. We'll celebrate soon. Just wanted to let you know right away. Love you.
Love you.
When the stakes are highest, we'll be here. UK Healthcare, the power of advanced medicine.
Hey, Kentucky sports fans. Not every injury happens on the court. Every day, people are hurt in cars, stores, and hospitals. If you've been sidelined by an injury, don't let the clock run out. Morgan & Morgan is America's largest injury law firm. With over 1,000 lawyers nationwide, you'll get unmatched dedication. And you don't pay a dime unless you win. Starting a claim is easy. Just dial pound law or visit forthepeople.com for an office near you. There's only one Morgan & Morgan. Offices Lexington and throughout Kentucky.
I can ride my bike with one arm.
7-year-old Corsair kid Addie is excited to tell you the fun fact about herself. Addie was born with amniotic band syndrome, which resulted in the loss of her left arm from the elbow down. The condition surprised her parents, who were overwhelmed by the unexpected medical costs. Thanks to your support of Corsair for Kids, Addie received the surgery she needed and is a spunky, active, thriving little girl.
Thanks for helping Corsair kids like me.
Will you help a Corsair kid today? Visit Corsair.org.
We mentioned 57 of the 80 points by the three big scorers, Bray, Shoulders, and Perry, and the big rebounding effort today by Shoulders. But look at the other things. We talked about the key block by Breedlove. He blocked 4 shots today. 7 assists by Reddick, 5 more by Perry, plus 3 steals to lead the team. And minding all those ancillary things, well, look, let's get to the coach first, but we'll talk about those ancillary stats that underscore what was as much as a 26-point lead and a 15-point win to finally get to the semifinals and try 3 for Ryan Perry and Lyon County.
He's one of the best coaches in the business. He's always got a good game plan. He does his homework. He's got a good scheme. His guys play hard for him, and I knew that, you know, I knew they were going to be, it was going to be just like that. Very, very physical, very physical team. I think we were lucky in the first half. Like, we were trying to really increase the pace today. We decided we were going to go ahead and get up, and, you know, our calling card all year has been our pressure defense. We pressure everybody up. You know, full court pressure, just because we feel like we're conditioned good enough that late in the game that it's going to really pay off. And you know, we tried to hit him hard and early. I think he was expecting that, but we were lucky in the first half. They missed a lot of open shots that they got on backside rotations and things like that. And we were fortunate that they missed some of those shots that they might normally would have made. You know, leading 10 at halftime, we felt really good about the spot we were coming out. And then the second half, Bray came out just like a. Like we uncaged an animal out there. He was a shot out of a cannon. He ran it up from 10 to like 17 or 18 for us really, really quick. So I was super, super, obviously super excited. I'm super happy for him because he's got it in there. I mean, he's going to be elite. And in that few minutes right there, he was elite on the biggest stage in high school basketball in Kentucky. So I was just kind of sitting over there watching it, just loving every minute of it because he deserves it. He works hard. And that was, I felt like that was a big difference in the game. But we were just fortunate to be able to withstand their runs and maintain going down the stretch and beat a really good team.
So are we, Ryan Perry, enjoying the effort by the sophomore Bray Kirk. As he said, he was the guy that fueled him with 18 points and 9 rebounds. And Mino on the other side, Adair County closes 29-8 as Lyon County moves on 35-3. They have 4 in double figures, but you got to give Lyon County credit for what they did to the Isaiah Cochran, who was their leading scorer in game 1 and their second leading scorer overall in the season. They held him to 3 of 9 shooting, missed all 3 threes. He had 5 rebounds, 6 points, but they forced him into 4 turnovers.
And, you know, the defense has been the calling card of the Lyon County Lions, and they just did a great job putting ball pressure. Anytime you got a big guy you're trying to stop, good ball pressure really makes it difficult. And then they had Shoulders in there and Breedlove in there that could body him, and it just made it tough for him today.
And we talked about the ancillary stats, plus 16 in the paint, plus 6 in points off turnovers, only made 1 in the first 3 quarters, plus 8 second chance points, plus 6 in fast break. And on to the Saturday semifinals go the Lions of Lyon County. We put a wrap on it from here at Rupp Arena after this on the Morgan to Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University.
University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
When you make the right decision, it feels good, like picking the perfect accent rug. It really feels good to make the right insurance decision, too. That's why State Farm agents like me, Charlotte Mullins, are right here in Morehead to help you select the right protection at the right price. I will make sure you understand your State Farm coverages so you'll know what to expect if the unexpected happens. With me as your agent, it's easy to make the right choice. Just call me. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hi there, neighbors. This is Tammy from Kofor's Jewelry, inviting you to come by and visit Tim and I. We have new inventory, new selection, with a brand new look. Let us help you in finding the perfect shine or sparkle for you or your loved ones. Bring any of your jewelry repair needs in and let Tim get them back to the way they once were. We're at the same great location, 125 Pinecrest Drive, Morehead, Kentucky. Or give us a call at 606-691-4069. Kofor's Jewelry, making memories and moments last a lifetime.
Hello, this is Jeff Fannin, pastor of the Blue Bank First Church of God. We would like to welcome you and your family to tune in every Sunday morning from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. to either 96.3 WIVY or 97.7 WKCA to listen to great singing and inspirational preaching on the Vision broadcast.
Sweet 16 sponsors include First Federal Savings and Loans.
The Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network is brought to you in part by Morgan & Morgan. Visit us online at forthepeople.com. By the Southland Dairy Farmers, do you know the 13 essential nutrients in milk? And by UK Healthcare, the official healthcare provider of the KHSAA and the Sweet 16 tournaments. Let's thank our teammates on this broadcast to the UK Healthcare Boys Basketball Sweet 16. Minded Todd offered analysis and color. Carl Nate, they hosted the broadcast, reported from the sidelines. Tom Stevens and Richard Farmer are executive producers and on-site coordinators. Thanks to Gus Allen for network coordination. Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network is a production of the Kentucky High School Athletic Association. This is Greg Stottlemyre, who brought you the play-by-play. Again, the final score in the second quarterfinal of the day, Lyon County 80, Adair County 65. They get Great Crossing tomorrow in the semifinals. We say so long from Rupp Arena in Lexington. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.